If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen, 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Mic check, rim rom record.
One, two, check.
Look at that little afro puff over there. That you need, that's what you need the camera on.
Throwing out shots
early. I don't know. That's a typical Patriot fan. Counting their blessings, you know, chickens before they hatch or whatever. We're going to see tonight.
It's your night. It's your night. One of y'all going to be really, really sad tomorrow.
It's called confidence, good sir.
Hold on. Hold on. While we're all here, before we get too deep into it, again, we pay tribute. The things that happened on Sunday. The things that happened on Sunday. Hit my music! Don't be mad because your team don't have a song.
I mean, I ain't kind of mad about that.
You are you guys just like what Bon Jovi? That's a big
yep,
yeah, right? Just out there,
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, you're rocking.
You can't
really,
terrible. I can't rock with that.
You can't really say much to the Patriots because they, you know, been dominating the league. Seems like for like 25 years.
Oh, we all getting even though.
Oh yeah, everybody just taking their turn.
We getting even with y'all.
Okay, who's first in the AFC right now?
Who?
Oh, ain't no who? Who
is it?
Who?
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 I think it's Bill Belichick, Mac Jones, Matthew Judon. There's those beautiful New
England
Patriots.
Who's going to be in first place tomorrow is the real question.
The real deal. Hello.
I mean, probably still New England.
Are you? Hey, Nick. What's you know up? What would be really cool? A wager between the Buffalo fan and the Patriots
What's
fan.
Up?
I'm here. I'm here
I'm
for
good.
It.
Let's see if the checks will cash from the mouths that are spending.
I am here.
I'm good. His checks are probably better than mine.
Nick, would you be commissioner of this?
Absolutely.
What would be a fair competition, kind sir? What would be – what could they compete for?
I don't know.
You're the commissioner.
I got to think.
He's the commissioner. He's like those people that were trying to decide if you need to expand the college football playoffs. They met all year and decided, you know what, we'll just start meeting on this again next year.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
He's like Gary Barta. Yeah, you know, if you don't have a head coach, we're going to hold it against you. Oh, wait, no, wait, never mind. No, you don't have to do that. You'll be okay. 24 hours later, can't make up your mind.
I just, Nick, there seems to be like an easy solution.
Do you have an idea in mind?
I think it's like if it's first place, it should be a big deal, right? Mm-hmm.
They play again in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Well, we could do it again in 2 weeks.
Okay.
If you really want, you know. Jay, are there any parameters to what we could put?
Well,
he's got a sensitive stomach.
I got to agree to it first.
Well, no. This is the thing. But see, it's not really. He ain't got to worry about it, because his Buffalo Bills are going to win.
Oh yeah.
So it doesn't matter what the consequences are, because he won't have to face them.
You always have to understand the worst case scenario.
DP, you know me.
Oh no.
You know me. I'm down for it.
Why?
I'm good with it. Why is he in here?
In the words of the great Gordon Solie, business is about to pick up.
Why is he in here?
Let's bring it.
Hey,
what do you want?
This is another dude whose team's on a winning streak. I know that not everybody here can say that their team's on a win streak, but Jake Sorensen can say that his team is on a win.
I got the longest of all of you, right? What do you got, Rico? Five?
No, I think
we're six.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm second then. Right? Six, five, and four.
Yeah, you know. I just...
What are you at, Jay? Like zero?
One.
Whoa!
You start out like 0-7. Now you won like five games in a row.
I'm sorry. We should be dead. But here we are, 6-7, right in the hunt, because you guys can't. You can't kill the fans, baby. You can't kill them.
You
thought we were dead. Here we come from the grave.
Look, so in this official segment called AFC East.
That's right. the worst team's over here.
Nick's a Jet fan.
Okay. All right. The Jets are the worst.
You are now.
For the sake of this conversation, yes.
I want a rematch with the Bills right now.
Right now.
We're back, baby. We are back.
Calling you out.
Doesn't matter. You lost both of them.
And we did.
Okay.
But
then,
if it's seen the playoffs, third time's a charm. That's when it
matters
most.
You're not making the playoffs.
You're not making the playoffs.
You seen our schedule the rest of the way? Bye week this week, Jets.
Oh, so you won you're going to win the bye week.
Okay.
Congratulations.
We're getting healthy.
Six-week win streak.
Jets in Miami. That's a win. At the Saints, they suck. Win. At Tennessee, no Derrick Henry. They suck. Win. Home against the sorry Patriots. That's 9 games to end the season in a row. 10-7.
So you're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, 10-7 is in the playoffs for sure. There's 3 wild cards now.
And would you like to place a wager on that too? Since everybody's sitting up here trying to bet.
Yeah, because we are.
Come on, Mr. Vince.
You came snooping around the corner.
Nick, as
a nosy Nancy, so you stepped up into the line.
Yeah, don't enter the Coliseum if you're ready to fight.
Nick, as a commissioner, I think it would behoove you and be fair that if you were to come up with a suggestion for these 3 teams, maybe the worst record at the end of the season does the one chip.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Oh, well, I get the worst odds right now. I'm a little concerned.
No, you're good. Hold on.
You throw the one chip challenge at me, though. That's terrifying.
No, you just said all of that stuff. So, again, never say anything. Was it never have your mouth write a check that you're –
Your buck can't cash. You came in here selling writing a lot of checks.
Yeah,
right?
I'm ready for the Bills.
Wolf ticket. And then you ask him to stand up to it.
We could do this, where the loser either has to do the one chip they get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about options. One chip, or if there's snow on the ground, you dive in shirtless for 30 seconds, and you have to sit there.
No, that's easy.
No, I would much rather do the one chip
challenge.
I
can do that.
Okay.
Because there's no bounce back from – the snow is just the snow.
I eat the snow up from –
That's
just,
a good point.
That's easy.
I'm fine.
There are lasting side effects for the chip.
I could walk a mile without in the snow.
We're doing lasting side effects.
We want
I get stronger when it gets colder.
So Jake, since you are not playing tonight.
Yeah.
And we have the Buffalo, New England thing. I think the winner should choose. They need to agree on what the loser will have to do tomorrow.
Who feels better about tonight? I'm curious.
Are both of you confident?
Yeah.
Where are you at, Jay?
It's at Buffalo. It's like 80 miles per hour.
I told you when I was in there. Matthew Judon, 1.5 sacks today.
This sounds like a one-chip ball game to me.
Jay won't do it if
they lose.
This
seems like – no, because they're not going to lose. He just said –
How confident are you, Jay?
Rico will find a way to not do it either.
No, I'll do it. I'm down for whatever.
Ooh. What? Wait a minute, wait a minute. Rico? Whoa. Did Rico just step up?
What? What did he say?
I'm doing a floor routine with the gymnastics team. You know I'm down.
Yes, they are.
He said he down.
Need some volume over here. I can't hear you. He said he's a VOL.
Okay. Mr. Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, I am letting you know I am down with the one chip challenge.
What is that?
Although I won't do it because New England will beat the Buffalo Bills today.
I don't like your odds tonight.
You don't have to like them. You just have to accept them.
I'll have to think about it a little while.
He just took a challenge from Rico and wasn't sure. I don't know how to handle it.
How many challenges have I lost, Jake? All of them?
Yeah. He's never won a challenge before. He should be in
the
place.
But
it is
always the first time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm pretty terrible at this.
It's always the first time.
I'm pretty disappointed in Jay.
Why?
What did you expect him to do?
What are
you
back down? I'm not backing down. I haven't made a decision yet.
All I know is
the problem with you, you, and you. Your problem
is
this. You make impulsive, emotional, and irrational decisions, and you jump at the first thing.
That's Rico.
And that's it. Turn the volume up here, man.
It's true.
What's the volume at on my headphones?
I'm very impulsive.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you guys are impulsive. You need it up louder. Man, turn the mic up.
Turn your ears up.
That is hilarious. We don't need to turn the mic up.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
Turn your ears up.
That is hilarious.
It's cranked all the way,
I thought maybe my beanie was covering up. But then
come on, man.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem with the younger generation out here. You guys make emotional, irrational decisions, don't know how to deal with the ramifications. Hold on. And then want somebody to come and clean your stuff up and start wanting to point the finger, not the thumb. See, I told you I was coming, and you just led me forward. So now I'm out. Now I'm on it. Now, okay.
I was waiting for it. I'll
let you know when I'm ready to make a decision.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to make an emotional, rational decision.
You don't have to.
Because when I make the decision, I'm going to think about it long and hard, so you know that I'm fully committed.
Yeah.
So if it ever was a long time, you wouldn't have to wonder and go back whether I was fully committed or not.
I don't have to worry about that, Jay.
Exactly.
But for some people around in the city limits, you
might have to worry about that. Just not me, though.
You don't have to worry
about
me.
But you don't get what I'm picking up, putting down, because you're too busy running those lips over there. You do, because you are trying to be the silence. I know DP does. He don't count.
You don't have to worry about me.
Oh, come on.
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about you
hearing
me and
not listening. I stick
by my decisions.
I'm listening.
See that right there?
I'm staying out of it.
All right.
I'm not part of this.
Apparently you are.
I'm not a Jets fan.
I heard you, Jay. I'm giving you time. I didn't say you had to decide right now.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the bet. The bet will get dealt with. I'm talking about in principality. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How do you spell it, Jay?
I don't care. I'm not in college anymore.
Wow.
I'm not on scholarship. I'm not getting NIL money. I'm not eating creme de la creme food down there and willing to put that on the line.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Jay, have you noticed A whole lot of talking, but not much resolution.
I haven't heard anything so far. I just hear
look,
fighting.
He has time.
To be a politician.
The game doesn't kick. The game doesn't kick off till later. Well, he has time.
I could kick off my campaign right here. I could be a politician, talk about nothing, don't get nothing done.
In the words of the late great James Brown, talking loud and ain't saying
nothing.
Nothing.
Yes, right.
Nick? As commissioner,
what
I say, a decision needs to be made by 5 p.m.
Fine.
Rico will be gone by then.
Yeah, you'll be able to
do it. We know Rico's in.
Yeah, he'll be right. He's already
Rico's
in.
It's just a matter of fact.
So just only on one game or both games?
Just I'm good with both.
One game tonight.
We can do one.
Tonight.
Okay.
It's instantaneous.
And they play in 2 weeks again.
Somebody going to learn tonight.
It's just a matter of fact of whether or not.
But it's just a matter of fact if I really want to bet one chip challenge on my Buffalo Bills in my stomach. That's it.
Tonight. Somebody gonna learn
the possibility of me having to eat this stupid chip.
Rico looks forward to this
bad
part.
Chip.
Right. Rico wants
it's a bad
it.
Chip.
Yeah, I'm thinking long term.
He got a sensitive stomach.
That's right.
Game kicks.
I'm
off
not thinking about how I looked like that dude that was over here looking like he was about to pop. I'm thinking about 2 days later. I got a weekend to do.
You think it only takes 2 days?
Yeah, it might take a month. Yeah, I know. Nick. Is it one chip challenge or some wings?
Okay, so all I know. Here's all I know. I stepped away from the wing challenge, and then when I got here, I'm like, well, if they're gonna do it, I can't be outmanned by nobody here.
Oh, so you're gonna eat it? Go ahead.
I did
it.
I went 1 through 10. I did the whole range.
Oh, the wing challenge.
Yeah, I did the whole thing.
Do you want to do that instead?
Oh, I can eat some wings. I can tell you, I can eat wings.
He's a Buffalo guy, man. Come on, wings.
Yeah, but it's different.
Anchor bar.
It really is different.
Anchor bar.
It's different. Wings are different. But what I saw that dude went through right there, I don't know. I had to think twice about it.
Do you guys know the conditions for tonight's game?
It's like 40-mile-per-hour wind.
Yeah, it's like super windy and snowy and cold and terrible.
You can't run the ball, Jay.
And that's why I'm feeling good.
What you feeling good about?
Running the ball in defense.
That is not good for Buffalo with the win. You guys can't run the ball.
Look at the
you gonna run Josh Allen? Well, that's gonna
you think the Buffalo Bills are worried about the weather?
They better be. You can't run the ball.
No,
you can't pass to that.
No, those are folks who have never been to Buffalo.
Yeah, exactly.
I have been to Buffalo.
Neither of practicing these teams outside. Are the Miami
Dolphins. It's been like that for like a month.
Yeah.
Neither of these teams are the Miami Dolphins. This weather is normal for them.
We come up there and win a game right now. We're 5 in a row.
I would love
to
see that.
Let's go play in Foxborough right now.
I would love to see Tua in that weather.
Show you up. Waddle's going to go for, I don't know, 15 catches.
Jalen Waddle's
going to
freeze. He has no meat on his bones.
No, he's fine.
Good luck running fast when you can't feel your legs.
We got 8 tight ends. We're fine.
At 5 o'clock, Jay Foreman will let us know whether he's accepted the challenge of Rico.
Yeah, it's whether he's accepted or he's back down.
You guys keep throwing that at him.
You gonna back down
from
Rico?
That was great, Nick. That you know what
you
I'm
see
doing?
How
that,
confidently he said that?
Sitting back there, co-signing.
Because I'm not part of this.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm not part of this.
I think that's fair. I think that would be fair. So 5 o'clock.
I'll be listening.
Okay, so there's that. Yeah.
Bang.
All right, Jake. Yeah. I'm glad you're happy.
Oh, we're gonna win the division possibly. Still,
you were miserable, I was worried about you. I sent. For safety checks,
yeah,
just to make sure that you were all right. I wasn't real sure. That's good. So, are you going upside tonight? Are you going?
I might check in at the end, yeah.
Nick, are you going upside tonight?
I sure am.
Rico, are you going upside? Give me back your gift certificate, you
wow.
maniac.
Wow.
Go!
Dude, it's Bill's Pats.
Bill's Pats!
Plus take a weeknight.
Right, what are you? We're actually broadcasting for
there
that.
There we go.
Nicole Griffin will be there. Connor will be there.
Okay.
Jake will be there.
I hope you guys hold it down. I'm going to be at home.
Okay.
Is Rachel not letting you go?
No, Elliot won't let me go.
He's the only
the
one
who's
going
to
act
the
out.
House. The kid runs the house, Jay.
He's the only
she
one.
She does.
All right.
Jay, did you know Rico's the only person with kids?
In Lincoln?
We're going to turn that mic off. See what just. I know he's hurt.
I don't know why you guys say that.
That's cold. That's cold.
I feel your pain, Rico. I get it.
Look, I got a 2-year-old and a 3-month-old.
The excuses over there. Yeah, excuses.
All I hear is Charlie Brown's teacher.
That's fine. You guys have fun.
I will.
I'll be at home.
Okay, go home. You can turn off the mic. You can turn it. You got nothing else to add to this. I do want to give Jay credit. We'll go through that at 5 o'clock. But Jay was 11-6 yesterday.
Whoa, you picked the Dolphins? Weekend.
I did pick the Dolphins.
He did, in fact, pick the Dolphins.
But I could not believe what happened to the Houdet Bengals. I mean, they just got the brakes beat off.
They got smoked.
And then I got to give the Utah Utes tons of credit. I mean, they beat the brakes off of Oregon.
Yeah.
Like no other. On a Friday night.
Mm-hmm. I told you the Utes and Aggies was going to show out.
And Utah State.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even that they won, because, I mean, you just never know. And I know Oregon had, you know, a ton of injuries, and that's not an excuse. But the way they beat them, I mean, it was embarrassing. Because and also the Utah State one was probably a little bit more authoritative, because they just went into overdrive in the second half. It was a pretty close game up until the third quarter.
It was glorious. It was,
yeah.
Chef's kiss. Like I said, if I get
– I just wonder how many of those kids were fully committed to finishing that whole thing out.
Oh, we're going to talk about that, ain't we?
I just wonder how many of those guys were in it to win it.
We're going to talk about that?
Like 10 toes down.
You want to talk about that?
No, I was just wondering. How committed. They look pretty committed.
Show me.
I mean, Utah Utes look very committed.
Tell me what looking committed looks like. What does that look like?
I mean, you just got to watch that game against Utah against Oregon. They were committed, and they showed up committed to double down for me kicking your butt. That's what that was.
They beat the brakes off Oregon.
Second time.
Yeah.
Like, shut them out and say, no, you get nothing and you like it.
I mean, I know Oregon was down a lot of their top-notch players, and so you got – I mean, that's what's standing. But the physicality and the way they beat them, it wasn't even different than the first time.
I'll ask you three, defensively, what Utah does, would that work in the Big Ten?
With the right guys, sure. I mean, the thing is what Utah's been doing. I mean, their defensive scheme worked against Alabama, so it'd work in the Big Ten. Now, working week in and week out, that's up for discussion. But you got to have some dudes, and you got to have speeds, and you have guys that are going to show up and be physical, you know, 12 out of, you know, what is it, 8 or 9 games?
Mm-hmm. When Pelini was fired, you know, that was Whittingham's a guy this place wanted. They didn't want Mike Riley. That was a name nobody talked about. Whittingham was pretty high up on the list of people that were trying to find a coach or that was desirable. So I think that's somebody who I've always been curious about. I don't know, like Jay said, if it would work every week in the Big Ten, but I think that's a guy that would find a way to win. He's a winner. He's a winning coach. Smart coach.
And to tell you, just for reference sake, the Utah fans wanted to chase him out of town.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy that it happened.
Because
he was – they were doing well, and they've had some off-the-field issues. But he's done a good job up there. He's cemented in that program, in that state, in that city, because there's a difference between Salt Lake City and Provo and different places.
Worlds.
Yeah, where It's gang related almost. I mean, in some ways it is.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
Who they recruit and what Polynesians they recruit and where they're from, and so forth and so on. But I think with, you know, him getting past that, like, you know, just like a little speed bump, has almost made his identity in his team and him being like in that Utah. To draw him out of Utah, it's going to have to be something that he can't refuse, right? Because I'm sure – I mean, obviously he's well compensated, well taken care of, but the way he's built that program is, like, built around him. And he's not
$15 million a year taken care of.
No. If somebody offered him $15 million, yeah, sure. But that's what I'm saying. It's going to have to be something like that. And it's got to be a want to. I'm not sure really if it fits his personality. It's almost like when Rick Majerus was up there.
Man, you do give me nightmares with Rick Majerus.
But he took Utah to a place, and even after he left, they still have they went for a little dip in basketball, and then the guy that was there, you know, had some good players. I mean, you got to think, Kyle Kuzma go there?
Yep, Kuzma was there in a tough time.
And then they had the other guard that was – he was number 55. He was like, in the same draft. He was a first-round pick. So, you know, that when you got schools like that, it has to be a personality fit as much as a coaching fit as well.
But if it can be done in Salt Lake City, it can be done in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right. Like, it takes time, though.
Right?
It takes time. I mean, it wasn't – I mean, here's what people don't understand is that when you look at stuff – in general, even look at a player, or like I guess if I looked at myself when I graduated, sometimes you always just focus on the very end. You're like, where I was when I left versus what it took to at the beginning. There were some lean times, you know, where every player that's came through here has probably thought about transferring, wasn't looking good, you know, 50-50 whether you're going to make it. And then some lights go on in the first year in college. Some go on the second year. Some guys' lights don't go on until, like, the fourth. And, heck, there's some that don't even go on until they're done playing. And that's just the way, you know, people are built and the way stuff happens. And but I think one common denominator with guys, you just got to understand that, you know, it's playing football is not easy. And if you're not, you know, one thing you never want to do as a football player, you never want to leave yourself open to whether you were fully committed or not. You just don't want to, because ultimately it might work out for you in like a next year or two, but when you're 20 years down the road, well, none of these guys will have any like championship reunions, but once you start running into each other, you'll, there's guys that you know that, you know, weren't in it to win it.
I do want to ask you that question in the next segment. You and I have talked about it, but I want to hear you in this conversation with the listeners, because toes in. It has a certain look. It has a certain feel. I'd like to narrow down what that is.
Right.
When you know,
when
you know what a player is in, when there are a group of players who are in, when a program is all in, we'll talk about that when we come back to Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Say big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.